Farmers boost the productivity of their land by fertilizing it and spraying pesticides to kill weeds and insects that plague crops. Many of those chemicals bond to soil particles, and there they stay unless a heavy rain washes soil from the field. Don Eckert is a professor of natural resources at Ohio State University. Eckert says soil erosion carries pesticides and nutrients off the field.
When we have soil erosion, some of those nutrients will erode off of the farm into streams, into drainage ditches, eventually into rivers, and into lakes, and enrich those lakes and rivers with more nutrients, and essentially promote so much biological activity when they're present in very, very large numbers that they can actually grow a lake to death, essentially choke it out.
Agricultural runoff is the biggest water pollution problem in the nation today. At the Heidelberg College Water Quality Laboratory, Peter Richards is studying nutrient runoff. Richards says because nutrients such as phosphorus bond to the soil, reducing soil erosion can reduce pollution.
So if we do, in fact, decrease the sediment concentrations, we're going to inevitably decrease the phosphorus concentrations as well.
Richards says soil erosion can be reduced by not disturbing the soil as much when planting, what's called conservation tillage. That includes techniques such as planting seeds in a narrow slit in the ground instead of plowing up the entire field. Another major barrier to soil erosion is a buffer strip. That's a strip of ground that's planted in grasses, shrubs, or trees along a ditch or stream. The buffer strip filters stormwater running off the field. It slows it down and it holds back soil. Conservation tillage and buffer strips work where they're used, but the practices are not widespread enough to stop serious pollution. In 1997, the United States Department of Agriculture started a program called the National Conservation Buffer Initiative as part of the Conservation Reserve Program, or the set-aside program. The goal was to establish 2 million miles of buffer strips by the year 2002. More than 2 years into the program, it's reached only a quarter of a million miles toward the 2-million-mile goal. Despite the government money available to establish buffer strips, most farmers don't seem interested. John Judson found that was the case when he tried to get farmers to sign up. Judson is a natural resources consultant in Dedham, Iowa. One of his clients is a private lake association that's concerned about agricultural runoff. When the USDA's Conservation Buffer Initiative was announced, Judson saw it as a great deal for farmers. And he and others put together a bonus program.
We offered them a $100 an acre signing bonus, and we never had a call. First year, we never had a call on it.
Judson says he was surprised. He started meeting with farm groups to learn why landowners weren't interested. Judson says farmers saw the USDA brochures, but basically they were skeptical. Judson says he found the best way to persuade farmers was not through brochures or news articles, but to meet with them, usually one-on-one. Judson says at that point, legitimate concerns can be answered.
First of all, we explained that the economics are as good, if not better, than what traditional commodity crops are for idling those strips of land along the streams.
In other words, it's just as economically feasible to get in the Conservation Reserve program as it is to keep it in crops.
Right, right. So they know right up front that they're not going to end up losing money in the proposition, so that we can tell them that the economics associated with it are good. That kind of initially relieves that, well, geez, what's this going to cost me kind of thing, because it doesn't end up costing them anything. In fact, it probably makes some money.
And Judson says farmers like the other benefits.
From there, then we talk about the improvements in water quality by keeping the silt and nutrients and pesticides out of the streams. And that it's not only good for everybody downstream, but it's also good for their streams.
Judson worked with conservation groups and farm groups to get the word out. He even got local chapters of the student organization, the Future Farmers of America, the FFA, to go door to door to tell farmers about the National Conservation Buffer Initiative. After getting no farmers the first year, 80 farmers signed up in Judson's county the next year. He ended up being the cover story in Conservation Voice magazine put out by the Soil and Water Conservation Society. According to the magazine's article, farmers in Judson's West Central Iowa County who signed up are pleased with the program. They say it's easier for farmers to sign up than past programs, and the financial incentives are better. But Judson says until someone in each county actually tells farmers across the nation about the program, he thinks few of them will take advantage of it. And agricultural pollution will still be a problem. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.